in tongues nowadays, we need really somebody to interpret for us. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Amen. That is a future evangelist. Tony, you have an evangelist in your house. Amen. You know, it's rare to just see a kid every time she wants to say something. Amen. Sister Christine, where are you? I wanted to give you an opportunity to come and just sing one song, an anointed song. Come here and tell us who your friend is. Amen. And then we are going to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you welcome Christine to the microphone? Amen.
Praise the Lord. Pastor did it to me again this morning and caught me by surprise, but it's good to be here in the house of the Lord. I know. That's my best friend, Evelyn. Hi. I just brought her here to see the church and to accompany me. But I really loved worship today morning. And I think there's a lot of power when we worship, because we really do feel the presence of the Lord with us. And it's a really powerful thing to have the presence of the Lord with you before the word is ministered. So I would like to sing Living Waters. So please, everybody, if you could join me as we worship. Okay. Let your living waters flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control in every situation that has swept over my life. All my cares and burdens unto you I roll.
Have you been blessed? Christine has a beautiful, beautiful voice, and keep singing for the Lord. Amen. The man of God who is ready to minister to us is a pastor in Kenya. He pastors a church in Kajiado, right? Kajiado, Kenya. Is it Kajiado? Kajiado, Kenya. His name is Pastor Paul Nsenge. We've been talking over the phone, but I've not had an opportunity to talk to him. I mean, to meet him face to face, but I had that opportunity this morning, and I can sense the Spirit of God just rolling up in him, and I believe that you're going to be ministered to. So together with me, can you all stand up, please, and let us welcome the man of God, Pastor Paul Nsenge, to come and give us the word of God and tell us about his ministry and about the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, man of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. And all the time. Amen. Amen. Let us pray before you sit down for the word of God this morning. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory. I thank you, King of Glory, for the opportunity to stand before your people and to declare your word. Your word is the bread of life. Your word is the water of life. Your word is mighty, King of Glory. It is heavier than a heavy hammer. It is sharper than a double-edged sword. And I pray, dear Lord of Glory, as I declare your word, hide me, Jehovah, King of Glory, behind the, oh dear Father, behind your glory this morning. So the Lord, King of Glory, you'll speak to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you praise, I give you glory in Jesus' name. And everybody shout a big amen. Amen, amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to give the Lord glory this morning and praise. And also I want to thank the pastor for giving me an opportunity to come and speak the word of God. I really believe and I've been praying that the Lord will be able to speak to each and every one of us this morning because God is faithful. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. And he knew that today you're going to be here. Hallelujah. And he prepared a table before you. If you believe, just raise your hand to me. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor there is something in the house of God. And I'm going to receive this morning. If you believe, give the Lord a good hand clap. Amen. Amen. Before I proceed, I have come with a. I have come with a friend, and you know, those these are friends of mine. I stay in their house, and I've known them for many, many years. I just want to welcome them here and to say something, to say hi, to greet the people of God. So, Paul, would you come and say hi to the people of God this morning? Makofi mazuri kwa Yesu anapokuja.
I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, Amen. Who keeps his word. He did what he said he was going to do, and he still does it today through his church, his believers, okay? And that's why we must grow and become mature in the Lord. We must not stay as infants. We must grow up into sonship because the Apostle Paul said, we are seated with him in heavenly places.
Amen, amen. What a powerful word. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah, Paul has, I met him in 2003, and he has been to Kenya. We preached together in our churches. You know, another day I will tell you more about him. And then we have also the wife is here. She's from Kenya. And this mama, we preached with her many, many years back. And somehow when she came to America, I forgot I've known her. And when I came, you know, I met them again in 2006. I thought I have never seen her. Until recently I realized we used to preach together. Hello? Amen. So, mama, can you say something? Amen. Amen. Wow. Okay, as the pastor said, We have churches in Kajiado. We have also in Kitengela. The church that I pastor is in Kitengela. And we thank the Lord for what the Lord is doing. They are doing well. God is doing great things. Hallelujah. And we are believing God for mighty things in our nation, in the Church of Jesus Christ. And as I was telling somebody today, as you know, somebody called and she was crying. You know, somebody from here because of some of the things that are happening in the life. And I said, well, you don't have to believe the report of the enemy. Because the word of God says, whose report are you going to believe? And I say, believe the report of God and cancel every report of the devil. Because we are what God says we are. Hallelujah. So I want to go to the word of God because after this I will be preaching in another church. I will try to be short. I am usually very long in preaching because I was brought up and I started doing everything I do for a long time. Until the Lord delivered me, hallelujah. But I realized when it comes to the word of God, I still preach many hours. And I don't realize. But this morning I'm going to be short because I realize people in America, they don't like long messages. And if I make it long, you're going to stone me. And I don't want to be stoned. I want to go back to my family. I'm married. I have a wife and 4 children. Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to turn your Bible in the book of Isaiah chapter 6. And also, I thank God I have met some of you. I see my brother there. Mze. Amen. Then I see Pastor Steve there and his wife. Hallelujah. Wow. I have met some people here. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So now maybe I should be ready to go home because I'm coming to know almost everybody. Na hiyo sio mzuri sana. Bwana asifiwe. Are you in the book of Isaiah? Okay, I'm still looking for it. Isaiah chapter 1, beginning from verse 1. The Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord seated upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And above it stood the seraphims. Each one has 6 wings, with the 2 he covered his face, and his 2 he covered his feet, and with the 2 he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, who is me? For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then he flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who shall go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. And he said, go and tell these people, hear you indeed. I wanted to reach verse 8. In the letter of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 1, John says, the one we have seen with our eyes, we have heard with our ears, and we have touched with our hands, that is the one we declare unto you. Hallelujah. I want this morning to speak about the principle that will make our lives to be significant in the kingdom of God and even in this world. Hallelujah. The year of 2012 has been given many names. It is called the year of governmental authority. Some say it is a word of the year where the prophecies and purposes will be fulfilled, and many, many names. But I want us to know this morning, some people will receive great blessing, great success, great victory, and breakthrough, and promotion, but some other people will remain the same way they are. Because there must be something that must happen in your life in order for you to go to another level. I come to tell her this morning that as the church of God, something must happen in our lives. I want you to know, or I want us to know this morning, the ability to progress, to be fruitful, to reach our potential in the year 2012. And we should be able to progress because the God that we serve is not a monument, but God is a movement. And he wants to take us to somewhere. Hallelujah. We are supposed to be progressing. That's why the principle of the kingdom of God is called from glory to glory. God expects you to move from one level to another. As Paul said today, we must grow and reach into that maturity. When you get a child, when a child is born in a family, people get excited. They don't only get excited because a child is born, but they see a future in that child. When you read the history of the people of the women of Israel, the Hebrew women, when the child is born, they take the child on their hand, and when they look at that child, if she's a girl, they say, God has given me a woman. I have given birth to a woman. If he's a boy, he says, God has given me a man. Hallelujah. Because they don't see as a small baby, but they see a great man. They see a great woman. Hallelujah. And we need to catch a fissure like that in the year 2012. Begin to see God moving you. Begin to see God taking you somewhere. Begin to see God bringing to pass the things that you have decided in your life. Hallelujah. I tell people a story everywhere I go that when I was a young boy, I grew, you know, just like any other boy, Maasai boy. I used to put on like a small, they call it a shuka in Swahili. A red kashuka, you know that piece of cloth. Actually, it's very small. It only covers half of your body. And that is the only one you have. When you go to look after cows, whether it is raining, whether the sun is there, that is what you put on. So, and we leave home very early in the morning, and sometimes I'll be looking after or following after 100 cows, even more, and I was young. And I will get very hungry. You know, really feel hungry. You know, you leave home in the morning, and if it is a dry season, you know, they don't really care so much. So they give you whatever small thing they have and tell you, go and look after cows and bring all of them home. And if they come home and one is missing, you're going to be in trouble. So I was following these animals, and I was very tired and hungry, and I reached somewhere, and somehow I believe the Spirit of God spoke to me. I say, God, is there any other life in this world, or this is the only one? And immediately I said that it is like the Spirit of the Lord lifted me and took me to another place. And I started, it is like I saw myself, you know, inside an aeroplane, going to a far country. And, you know, it was so good and comfortable. And then I was in that mood for some time. I don't know for how long. But when the vision was gone, I looked, I saw the cows and the donks and the dust. And I felt so bad, I started beating the cows. Because I was in another world, and then all of a sudden, here I am following these animals. So I continue like that, and the Lord is faithful. I reached a place where I gave the Lord my life to Jesus when I grew up. Hallelujah. And then in the year 2002, I was before the Lord in a prayer for many days. Sometimes fasting in prayer and fasting. Sometimes just being in the presence of the Lord. And as I was praying and reading the Bible, God spoke to me. As I was praying, I said, Lord, I need to see you. Come through for me, God. Help me, dear Lord. I refuse to die the same way I am. You have something great in my life. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you cannot come out of what you are in until you become violent. It reaches a place where you must rebel against your situation. Praise the name of the Lord. You must say enough is enough. Praise the name of the Lord. So I say, Lord, I need to do you. I refuse to remain in this life. I need something in my life. And as I continue in a prayer, God spoke to me. And it was very, very clear. And said, remember the vision that you had when you were young? He said, that was not your mind. It was me who was speaking to you. Because you have decided to seek me in a higher level, I'm going to bring to pass the dream that I had given you. Praise the name of the Lord. And immediately after that, I got an invitation to go to America. And I was very excited, and I know I'm going to go. I didn't have the money, but I had from God. Hallelujah. So I said, I went and I said to my wife, you know, I had a dream. I have never told her. Actually, I had forgotten until I started praying. You know, there are things that happen in your life and you forget. But when God speaks to you, be sure it will come to pass. Because God says, I am a God who resurrects dead dreams. I resurrect dead visions. Hallelujah. So I said, I'm going to go. Then my wife said, and why are you going to get the money? I said, the Lord God who spoke to me is going to give me the money. And when the time came, when I was going to the embassy, I'm giving you this as a testimony. And because God is the one who spoke to me, everything was a miracle. Getting a passport was a miracle. I went and somebody tried to hinder my passport. But I went into that day, I remember, I went there 3 days. And I realized, I looked at this guy, he didn't tell me, but I can see from his eyes that he was jealous and he's not going to help me. So I was there and I said, God gave me wisdom and I said, I'm going to see the officer in charge of immigration, the immigration officer. So I went to his office. And I sat there waiting for him. Somebody was in front of me. And when that guy went in, he was coming out of his den. I said, sir, please, I need your help. I'm going to travel and I'm getting late. Can you help me? He said, where is the receipt? Have you paid? I said, yes. So he took the receipt, standing outside there, and he signed and said, process this passport immediately. Praise the Lord. And then when that happened, now the other problem is the money, because I needed money to show the American embassy that I have some money in the account. But God did a miracle. Just as we continued that situation, some people came and said, Pastor, we have received some money to help people with HIV AIDS and we don't have the account yet. Can we use your account? I didn't even know how much money they are going to put in, but I said, yes. And when they did, they put the money there and then they removed their money. But in my account, they reflected 3 million Kenya shillings. Give the Lord a good hand clap. You know, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. And when the Lord begins to do great things in your life, you know, he will surprise you. God is not limited. Hallelujah. So this morning, I'm saying to us today, that we need to progress. We need also to be fruitful. But I want to say this morning, in order for us to do that, there are things that must happen in our lives. Number one, I believe as the church of Jesus Christ, we need to see Jesus. We need to see him again. You know, there was one man who was blind. And the Bible says Jesus healed him. And he gave him a question and said, can you see? He said, I see, but I don't see well. When I look people, they look like trees. And when I see trees, they look like people. That was a funny guy. And Jesus said, this is a problem. You need a second touch. Otherwise, he might go and begin to cut people for firewood. So he touched him and he received the healing and you can see well. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Bible talks about this man by the name of Isaiah the prophet. He was a prophet. He was in the house of God. But the Bible says, or he declares in chapter 6 and said, it came a time where I saw the Lord. He was a prophet. But here in chapter 6, he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Highly lifted up. In order for us to be able to move, to progress, to bear fruit for the Lord, to become what God called us to become, we need to see the Lord clearly. Hallelujah. John said, And I believe one of the reasons why the disciples were so effective in preaching the gospel, it is because they saw Jesus. Because he said, the one we have seen with our own eyes. I believe in the year 2012, we can be able to see Jesus. He desired to reveal himself to his people. Hallelujah. If you are still with me, just wave at me. Hallelujah. So we need to be able to see. In order for us to reach there, we must be able to see Jesus. The Bible says that when Jesus was going to, when he was about to be crucified, he took, the Bible says he took a cup and he gave his disciples and said, take this and drink. And he said, and do this in remembrance of me. He took the bread and he broke and he gave them, say, this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. And when I look at that, I believe, as we approach the Easter season, I believe it is always a time where the church and the believers need to reflect and look back and see Jesus going to the cross and doing miracle and dying for them. And to look back and to see him rising from the dead or resurrecting from dead. So in order for us to be able to become what God desires for us, we must be able to see him. And many times, you can be in the house of God, but you don't see Jesus. If Isaiah the prophet can say, it reached a time I saw him, we need to be able to say, Lord, I need to see you in the year 2012. Because when we see Jesus, when we be able to perceive him, that will change everything in our lives. Hallelujah. When we see Jesus, or the clear picture of Jesus will affect our commitment to him. The Lord desires us to be committed to him. And commitment is so important to God. And not only to God, but even to people. People get promotion when they are committed in a company. In a place, you look at their commitment and say, surely this is a man that can be trusted. He's committed. We can be able to promote him. There is rewards in commitment. And God loves commitment so much. He says, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro all over the world looking for people whose hearts are fully committed. And the Bible says, and when he finds them, he will give them strength. Hallelujah. I believe sometimes you don't have to cry so much for God to give you strength. Just be committed to him and he will find you and he will give strength to you. He will give power to you. Hallelujah. When we see the Lord, we'll be committed to him. Not only to him, we'll be committed to the house of God. Because to be committed to Jesus is to be committed to the church of Jesus. To be committed to the fellowship. It's being committed to the place where he has planted you. Where he has put you. God knew, even before the foundation of the world, that in the year 2012, you are going to be in this church. Hello, are you still here with me? Give the Lord a good hand clap if you are here. He knew. So when the eyes of the Lord go to and fro in this area, will he find you a committed brother, a committed sister in the things of God so that you can receive the rewards of commitment? Committed to the fellowship. You need to be blessed, you know, to be committed, to blossom where God has planted you. You know, there are some people, they sit and they say, when I move and go to another place, I'm going to shine so much there. I'm going to sing for the Lord there. I'm going to do this and that there. Don't be that kind of a person. Be somebody, when God puts you a place, stay, live in that place, a life whereby when it happens for you to get a transfer or go to another place, people will miss you. There are some people, when they leave, nobody will miss them in the church. In fact, there are some people in some churches, when they leave, people will sing a song. Ametenda maajabu, ametenda maajabu. Na hakuna miujiza ingine walipata. Ni kisirani aliondoka. Maana jamaa amekuwa radio ya kutangaza habari mbaya. Hello? Nani atamiss mtu kama huyo? Who will miss somebody like that? A messenger of bad news. Napeleka habari mbaya. Eh? Have you heard so and so? Have you heard about so and so? Who has made your radio to take bad news of other people? If there is a problem, take it before God. Hallelujah.
Live a life whereby when people when it happened for you to go, let people miss you. Praise the name of the Lord. This, you know, the Bible says there was a woman by the name of Dorcas. And she was in a church. And she was a blessing. She was committed, I believe, in prayer. She was committed in giving. The Bible says she used to make clothes for the poor. And she got sick and she died. And when she died, the church said, we cannot be able to, you know, to let this woman go. The Bible says they sent for Peter and said, Peter, come quickly. And when Peter came, he said, we have come. We have called you because we cannot accept Dorcas to die. You must resurrect her. You have been preaching to us that Jesus resurrected the dead. We want to see him resurrecting this one. And Peter had no choice. He had to go before Jesus and say, Lord, this is what they have said. And he called, and the Bible says she was resurrected back to life because they miss her so much. The question before you and before me today, will people miss you? Hello? Praise the name of the Lord. You cannot be missed for nothing. There must be something that you do in the house of God. Hallelujah. When we see Jesus, we'll get committed. Because we know, we understand the church belongs to him. And he has put us here with a purpose. And it is a privilege to be able to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. It is a privilege. He is able to send the angel to do the work. But he decided to choose me and you. We were nothing before he found us. We were lost and dead in our sins and transgression. But he had mercy upon us. Hallelujah. The good picture of Jesus will change our commitment. Praise the name of the Lord. The picture of Jesus will change our giving. We will understand, you know, when we give, it is for God, it is giving God an opportunity to bless our lives. Can you say amen to that? You know, when it comes to money, some people, they don't want to hear that. Some of them pray the pastor will forget an offering, to take an offering today. But giving, it is for your good. Hallelujah. When you give, it will come back to you. I remember one day we went to a conference and I was sitting there and Pastor Lai was preaching. And he preached and he said, it's time to give. And he said, I want people to line up here and give 1,000 shillings. And I was there and when he pointed, it was like he was pointing to me. And I was uncomfortable and I looked at my wife because I had only 1,002 shillings in my pocket. And I was in Nairobi, and I was supposed to go to Kajiado after that. So he kept on saying that, and I felt uncomfortable, and I wanted my wife to agree with me to say, we cannot be able to give today. I said, Mama, what are we going to do? Because he's saying 1,000 shillings. He said, give. My wife told me, give that 1,000 shillings, he's saying. So I looked down, and I told her, I have 1,002 shillings. He said, it does not matter. Give. So I reached into my pocket. I removed the money slowly and he said, bring it in the front. So I went there and I was closing my eyes because this is the only money I have. And I believe the devil was speaking to me saying, and what about the baby? What are you going to buy milk for? To use for milk. What are you going to do? A, B, C, D. But because the pastor has said, God has said, give. And my wife said, give. Now I have no choice. So I gave the 1,000 shillings and he prayed and I went to sit. I was almost crying. It is also, you know, some of that money you give almost cry. And he said, before this week, God is going to bring a harvest. Hallelujah. So we went and on Saturday, after the meeting, when we were about to go home, the lady who was hosting us, she left some money and said, when you go home, you can buy sugar with this. I said, I wish you knew. I didn't even have fare to go home. But thank God for this money. So I put quickly into my pocket because I knew that's for my fare. And when we went to the church, the bishop's wife came and said, Pastor, God has spoken to me. I want to give you something. So she gave me an envelope. And when I opened the envelope, it had 7,000 Kenya shillings inside. Give the Lord a good hand clap. So when I put it inside, I became, you know, very strong and confident. So I went and I said, Mama, Are you ready for us to go? And do you need to eat some cook in town? You're now feeling good now. And before that, I was feeling like a cook that had been raided on. Hallelujah. So when we begin to see, we will understand it is by giving God is going to give to us. Because he said, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, people shall give unto you. Say amen. It will affect our giving. It will also affect our faith. Say amen. When we see the Lord, our faith will begin to grow. And I want to tell us today, it is the will of God for us to grow our faith. We cannot continue the same way. You need to move on because the world is not a playground, it is a battleground. And you need to be the one who will fight for your family, fight for your people, fight for your community, fight for your church. Hallelujah. And you cannot fight for them when you are still in the same level. Nobody will entrust children with weapons because they don't know how to use them. And instead of using the weapon to fight the enemy, they will even use to fight themselves. But when we begin to grow, we reach a place whereby God is going to entrust us with the weapon of warfare to be able to fight. Hallelujah. It will affect and we begin to see that I need to grow my faith. I need to move to another level. The Bible says that in the book of Jude, verse 20, because it's only one chapter, he said, but for you, holy brethren, build yourselves up in the most holy faith. You are the one to build your faith. Nobody can do it for you. Say amen. It will affect the way we build our faith. We will begin to grow. We'll begin to move forward. We will begin to progress. It will affect our prayers. We will begin to understand the importance of prayer. Because prayer for a child of God is very important. Say amen. Amen. Prayer is the only key that will turn the promises of God into reality, into reality in the life of the child of God. There are so many promises in this Bible. God promised his prophet. He promised Isaac. He promised Jacob. He promised so many of them. We find them here. But God never intended for these promises to remain here. He intended that every person, every man and every woman who will come to the covenant of faith will become a partaker of the promises of God. If you believe, say a big amen. The promise of healing. The promise of deliverance. The promise of promotion and miracle and every promise in the word of God. Hallelujah. We'll begin by prayer, we turn those promises. They become promises. The promise of Isaac, the promise of David, the promise of every man of God, it will become my promise. Hallelujah. That when you are sick and the devil says you're going to die and people say you are going to die, even when the doctor says you are going to die, you say, I have a promise. And the promise of God says, I'm not going to die, but I will live and declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. A friend of mine was sick. He was suffering from cancer of intestine. And cancer started eating his intestine. And he reached a place, the doctor said, he went one day and the doctor said, I'm sorry, we cannot do anything to you. But we just keep you here to help you, but we don't see any hope. You're going to die. So he went home and he said when he left the hospital to go home and prepare to come and stay in the hospital so that they can give him a painkillers as he wait to die. And he told me when he went into the house and, packing a few things to go, he said he had the devil speaking to him and the devil said, look this house for the last time because you'll never see it again. And he said it was very clear. And he said, and he looked the house and he started crying. He said, for sure, I'm not going to see this house again. But he changed his mind and said, if I'm not going to come back alive, why should I go to the hospital and spend so much money? And when I die, I leave my wife and my people, are trying to raise money to pay for the school, the hospital bill. He said, I'm not going to go. So he stayed there. And he said, when the wife came from work, he said, what did the doctor say? He said, he decided he's not going to tell his wife because it's terrible to tell her. He said, I'm going to die. He said, she picked the paper the doctor had written, and it's like she did not understand what was there. She said, what is he saying here? He said, I don't know. But he told me after 2 days, he said, he told the wife and another sister to help him to pray, to fast and pray. But for him, it was easy because anyway, he's not eating anything. He was not able to eat. He was only drinking water. So he said, we are fasting. But in reality, those are the only ladies who are fasting. And he said the last day, because it was supposed to be 3 days, he had a vision. And he saw himself in a crusade. And the following day, he had the, you know, the way we do in Kenya, you mount the speakers on the top of a truck and you go around and say, kujeni kwa mkutano, itakuwa hapa, Mungu ataponya, miujiza na ishara. So he told the wife, let her take me there. So they went there. This other sister was holding one her side and the other one, and they sat in the crusade. And the preacher started preaching. And when he started preaching, he said he was surprised because he said, the devil have eaten your intestine. Some of you, instead of eating, you drink milk like a cat. You know, you cannot even, because what the devil has done, you don't even, some of you don't even drink milk now. You drink only water. And he realized God is speaking to him. Say amen. And he went in the front and he was prayed for. And when he was prayed, God healed him that moment, there and there. Give the Lord a good hand clap. And afterward, he went to the doctor. You know, he was healed and he started, you know, he was very healthy. And he walked to the hospital and said, doctor, how are you? Said, I'm fine. The doctor said, who are you? He started telling, I'm the man, so and so. You told me I'm going to die. Now it has been almost a year. I'm strong. And the doctor said, go away. I don't want to see you. But God healed him. Hallelujah. The promises of God are here. Say amen. You can refuse to die early. The promise of healing is here. The promises of the living God. Through prayer, you can turn into reality. Hallelujah. When we see Jesus, we'll begin to seek him. Because we'll understand, he says, call unto me. In Isaiah Jeremiah 33, verse 3, he says, call unto me and I'll answer you. And I'll show you great things. He says, the book of Isaiah 62, the servant of God says, I'm not going to give myself rest, and I'm not going to give God rest until the righteousness of Jerusalem is established. Hallelujah. Ya kuna watu wengine wakipata shida wanajihurumia. Na anataka warafiki wahurumie. Wanataka watu waenda mwambie pole. Pole sana. Pole ndugu, pole dada. Pole haisaidii. Hello? You rather pray for me instead of kuniambia pole. You know, I remember one time a certain man died when we were in college and we went to the house and we were so many and everybody was saying pole. I think we were 30. Pole. And it looked foolish. Pole ndugu. Mwingine anapita pole ndugu. Mwingine anapita pole ndugu. Sasa hii mapole yote. Ni ya nini? Hello? Lakini sasa utafanya nini na hiyo ndio unajua. Hiyo ndio sababu nastahili kuwa na ufunuo ya kupita pole. Hallelujah. Have a revelation. At least you have a word to tell somebody who's going through fire. When somebody is in fire, anahitaji pole, anahitaji neno kutoka kwa Mungu. Hallelujah. So when we see Jesus, he will affect our prayer life. Say amen. When we see Jesus clearly, he will also affect the love of the word of God in our lives. We will understand the power of the word. Because the word of God is so powerful. But it's only as powerful as you understand it. The Bible says, the word of God, or the entrance of the word, bringeth light. Listen this. The word of God says, or the man of God says, the entrance of your word into my life. When your word enters into my life, he says, it brings light. That's why I believe that should be a motivation to each and every one of us. Because some of us, we have darknesses. Financial darkness. Marital darkness. Darkness in so many areas. Darkness of sickness and diseases. But the Bible says when the word of God enters, darkness is going to flee away. When you put the light on, where there is darkness, darkness is going to go. And I thank God because the Bible says the word of God, when it enters, when it is outside, the entrance, when it gets in, the darkness is going to flee. You need to be able to put the word of God into your life so that the darkness that you have in your family, in your finances, in your body is going to go away. Hallelujah. Because of the power of the word of God. The entrance of the word of God. Unfortunately, many of us, we have lost the appetite of the word of God. And we have remained with the appetite of hamburgers and many other things. Some people have a big appetite. They eat big breakfast and big this and big that, but they don't have a time for this word. The entrance of the hamburger cannot bring light, but the entrance of the word of God brings light. Say amen. Give the Lord a good hand clap. You can eat all the hamburgers in America, but there is still darkness in your life. But I thank God for the entrance of the word of God. Hallelujah! The entrance of your word brings light. When we see Jesus, we'll understand the power of the word. Because the Bible says that in the book of Psalms, chapter 29, verse 4 to 9, it says that the word of God is the, you know, let me come to this other point. That moving from seeing Jesus to be able to hear, because in verse 8, the man of God says, and I heard the voice of God. Imagine this man, he said, when I saw the Lord, and he says also, I heard the voice of the Lord. Say the voice of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. The voice of the Lord. He said, and John said, the one we have heard. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 10, the writer of the book of Revelation says, he says that, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he says, and I heard a voice behind me, and I turned to hear who was speaking, and he said, and when I looked unto him, he started to describe the glory of the person he saw, because he saw Jesus in his glory. Hallelujah. This is John. He says, I was in the island of Patmos. He has been put there to die because he was an old man. Because they have tried to kill him through oil, they boiled oil and it was very hot, and we know the boiling point of the oil is very high, so they put him there and they waited him for him to die, and instead of dying, the guy was praising the Lord inside the hot oil. Anaweza wakaangalia akasema hii jamaa ni mtu aina gani? Hello? You know, when this word begins to enter into your life, sometimes people will not understand you. Hello? So, our point number two is that he says, and I was able to hear the Lord speaking to me. And he says, who will I send? And he said, send me, Lord. We need to be able to hear because God is a speaking God. God is always speaking. There are three voices always speaking in this world. The voice of God, the voice of the devil, and the voice of the flesh. Unfortunately, there are people, they hear the voice of the flesh and they run around and say, God has told me. You have to know who's speaking to you. Hallelujah. You need to be able to differentiate. But I want to tell us today, we need to be able to listen to what God is saying. Some people, they die defending what God has said to them and they refuse to listen to God who's speaking right now. Even right now, he's speaking through me because he speaks through people, he speaks through his word, he speaks through dreams, he speaks through visions. If you believe, say amen. So the word of God, our God is the one who speaks, and we need to be able to listen and to know. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and they cannot follow a stranger. But I want to tell you, you cannot know the voice of a person until you have sat with that person. You have to hear in order for you to know. If you have never heard the voice of Jesus, the devil can come and you think Jesus has said to you. That is the problem today. Hello? Or you can hear the voice of the flesh because your flesh is speakers. People speak. They give their ideas, their opinion. This is my opinion about the Bible. This is my opinion about the church. This is my opinion about the pastor. We are not interested in your opinion because it is confusing us. We need to hear what Jesus says. Hallelujah. It is not your opinion, and the church of Jesus is not built on opinion. It is built upon Jesus Christ himself and the word of the living God. Hallelujah. He says, I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. need to hear the voice of the Lord. Say amen. And this voice is so powerful. We need to be able to listen to him every day. I was saying in the book of Psalms 29, verse 4, the Bible says the voice of the Lord is so powerful, it breaks the cedars of Lebanon. You need to listen because there are some things that need to be uprooted, to be broken, to be destroyed in your life. Maybe in your family, there are things that you look at it, you say, surely it needs to be broken. It needs to be removed. It needs to be destroyed. I come to tell you today, there is a secret of getting those things destroyed. It is by listening and believing the word of the living God, because it is powerful. It breaks the cedars of Lebanon. It will break everything that is wrong in your life. Hallelujah. The Bible in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10, God said to Jeremiah, I have appointed you and set you up to uproot, to destroy, and then to plant and to build. In the year 2012, if you are going to become what God wants you to become, if we are going to go where God says we can go, if we are going to receive what God says we have to receive, we must remove, we must uproot and destroy some things in our life. If you believe, say amen. Hindrances and barriers and obstacles in order for you to move, in order for me to move. Hello? It is by listening what God is saying, because the word, the voice of the Lord is powerful. It will change you. The word of God changed me. I listened the word of God. Kama sio sauti ya Mungu nilikubali na kukubaliana naye, ningekuwa wale wa Masai wabaya. Wale wanafaa shuka mrefu na kufaa king'ara imetengenezwa na gari na tairi ya gari. Na kutembea mwenda mrefu na unatembea kama uko na spring kwa mguu. Hello? But one day I heard the voice of God. Hallelujah! Na akaleta mabadiliko ndani ya maisha yangu. Ujumbe ya Bwana inaleta mapinduzi. Inaleta mabadiliko. Say amen. The word, the voice of the Lord is powerful. I tell people where I go, some of you can be in America, but if some things are not uprooted in your life, you might be as well as, you know, those people who are back there at home. And you can even be worse because they think you are in a good place. Na ukienda pale watakurumia. Because there is nothing katika maisha yako. Hello? And I want to tell you, I want to thank God because of you, because to be here, it has taken the hand of God. But you need to continue to move on. Say amen. You need to possess your possession. You need to inherit in your inheritance. You need to receive what God has for you. But in order for those things to happen, you must uproot. You must destroy so that you can be able to build. I tell people, you look at some people at the, you know, that happen in our lives sometimes, and I come to realize there are things that have to be uprooted. And I've always told people, I believe some of us, we need the voice of God to be able to uproot. One of the things that we need to do to be uprooted in our life is the spirit of the evil stone of blockage in the lives of the people of God. You know, a blockage, you know, something that is blocking you, blocking your blessing, blocking your breakthrough, blocking your favor. Hello? And when that happens, it's dangerous because that will bring what a spirit of call. You are almost there, but you are not there. You do things, you progress, and you are almost there. You are looking for a job, you go for an interview, and you almost got the job. But all of a sudden, somebody else takes the job. Somebody else takes the car. Girls get into engagement, or boys, and everything is going all right, and they're about to get married. At the last day, or the last week, something happened, the boy disappears. How are you going to describe that? And this is something that happened in your life. It happens in financial area. It happened in your marriage. It happened in this life. It is like there is something that is blocking your blessing. The year 2012, we must arise and remove and destroy the spirit of blockage katika maisha yetu. Say my amen. So that God is going to give us every blessing, every promise that God has promised us, we are going to possess, we are going to take, we are going to personalize. If you believe, say amen. Tumechoka na hiyo roho, you're almost there. Karibu nipate yule dada, nipate awe mke wangu ama yule ndugu. Lakini alinihepa tu kimpango. Hello? We don't need to operate like that. I also look at it and I say some people, unajua there are people ambao wana roho ya kuchelewesha na kukaa kwa muda bila kupata yale ambayo Mungu ametuwekea. But the word of God, through the hearing the voice of God, it will help us not only to uproot the evil stone of blocking our blessing, but also it will destroy that anointing. Kwenda pole pole, unazeka kabla ujapata mamba ambayo unastahili kupata. Hello? You know there are blessings unahitaji kupata haraka. You need to receive your blessing quickly. You need to reach your destiny quickly. Hello? You don't have to wait until you're almost dying. That's when you get that car that you have always wanted. That wife that you have always wanted. That husband that you have always wanted. That child that you have always wanted. We need the grace to receive or to reach our destination quickly. If you believe, say amen. And this will happen when through the voice of the Lord, which is stronger to uproot the cedars of Lebanon, to uproot what I call the spirit of a snail in the life of the people of God. Simu najua snail ni nini? So you know what a snail is? And a snail, konokono, eh? Mwambie mtu mimi nakataa upako ya konokono. Mwambie tu ni mimi nimekuambia kitaka kupiga. Mwambie usinipige, ni huyu ile pastor amesema. Hello? Bwana asifiwe. And in a corner has an anointing of going slowly. Very slow. From here to there, it can talk about 3 days. So it is a spirit of delaying, you know, prolonging your blessing. The journey to your blessing. The journey to your destination. The journey to your breakthrough. You started going to you know, that diploma which was supposed to take 1 year. It has been 5 years. You have never graduated. You have not graduated. That degree. Uh-huh. This and the other. I say, I will try next year. Ata ingine makaratasi. Wacha niseme yu kwa Kiswahili tu. Makaratasi zingine ninasikia shida ingine mkonaye hapa inetu makaratasi. Umengangana watu wengine wanakuja wanakupita. Paa! Mekaa miaka tano, hakuna. Hiyo ni roho ya konokono na ishindi kwa jina la Yesu. Unahitaji kupata. Hallelujah. Because with God, all things are possible. And if you are a child of God, you need to receive the blessing that belong to your God or belong to you. Hallelujah. Because he says, I know the plans I have for you. They are good plans to give you a hope and a future. I prophesy today in the name of Jesus. Any person here ambaye amekuwa akitafuta makaratasi, Mungu awachilie upako upate katika jina la Yesu. Mechoka na aibu ya makaratasi. Tunahitaji mpate karatasi. Mkafanya kazi mzuri, tukikuja hapa mnatoa sadaka, tunapeleka Kenya, tunahubiri injili. Ini watu hakuna yule ana karatasi, atafanya kazi mzuri gani? Nahubiri hapa unachoka, alafu unaenda nyumbani mama anakuchekelea, haya. Umetoka Amerika, umelete nini? Salamu. Anashindwa atakula salamu jameni. Bwana asifiwe. Praise the Lord. Hiyo ndio sababu nakasirikia hii roho ya kukataza makaratasi. Naenda kanisani, pastor, umeleta vyombo gani? Hakuna. Na nini umeleta? Salamu. Haya, the anointing to approve the spirit of the snail. Hallelujah. And to, because the Bible says, God told Jeremiah, uproot, destroy, uproot, and then plant. Now, ukiondoa, haitabaki vacuum. It will not remain a vacuum. Then you put something there. And what you need to do, when you approve the spirit of the snail, you put the anointing of the grace of God in your life. Say amen. And one of the definition of grace is the ability to reach your destination quickly. The enabling power. Say, grace is the enabling power to reach my destination quickly. Kama unaamini, give a Lord a good hand clap. Poleni kwa wale ambao nani maana nachanganya sijui kwa nachanganya leo na namna hii kwa Kiswahili na nyingine. Lakini si ni sawa tu. Hello. The grace of God is the enabling power. So in that place we put so that this the grace of God will give us the anointing to reach quickly. And when I say to reach quickly, the Bible says, them who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength and they will mount up with the wings like an eagle. And an eagle is a bird which goes swiftly. It goes very fast, sharp. And I pray that anointing will come so that we enter sharp and receive your blessing. Hallelujah. The Bible says, by the help of the Lord, I can run through the troop. I can run through those problems and overcome all my enemies and move into my victory. Say amen. It is by the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is by the voice of the Lord. What is that needed to be uprooted in your life? I want to conclude by saying this. The last point here is that the one we have touched, and he said, because the man of God, I also said, and he touched me. We need to be able to touch Jesus. Some of you are saying, how can we touch him today? We can be able to touch Jesus. We can be able to touch Jesus. Say amen. When we touch the Lord, something will happen in our lives. The woman who had an issue of blood, the Bible says he touched Jesus. And Jesus said, who have touched me? And they're saying, what do you mean who touched you? Everybody's touching you. You say, no, this is a special touch. Because I feel power has left my body. Say amen. There is a touch that will release the power of God in our lives. Hallelujah. So when we touch Jesus, or how do we touch Jesus? I believe we need to have a prayer that will touch Jesus. A prayer that will touch, that when we go before the Lord in a prayer, we have a prayer of faith, a prayer of persistence. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, he says, ask often now, and it shall be given unto you. Seek diligently, and you will find. Knock with persistence, and all doors shall be open. That's what the Bible says. I want you to see here. These words are talking about persistence. Ask often enough. You keep on asking. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Seek diligently. It will take time and energy sometimes to be able to receive that what God has for you. And some of us, we give up so quickly. Before God comes and bring a blessing, you have already you have gone. You need to understand, quitters will never win, and winners will never quit. Say amen. Don't quit. Don't run quickly. There is a blessing. God is coming for you. If you believe, say amen. Our giving shall also be able to touch Jesus. In the Bible, the Bible says that when the temple was being dedicated, a man by the name of Solomon, he gave an offering of 120,000 bulls. And he gave 22,000 sheep. And he gave gold and silver. And the giving that he gave that day, the Bible shows clearly it touched God. Because the Bible says God came to Solomon that night. And he said, ask whatever you want and I'm going to give you. Hallelujah. Hello. The Bible says, because he gave. It is in the Bible. He said, God said, ask whatever you want, and I'll give you. Because he gave, and the giving that he gave that day touched God. Say amen. You know, when you give to God, you recognize that it comes from him and given to you. Unfortunately, some of us, you don't give an offering. And when you give like you are giving the chokorase wa Nairobi. Mapeni, na tupia. Sometimes our giving does not even touch us. You don't even feel, and you want it to touch God. And it is not touching you. It has to touch you to touch God. Hello? I want to finish now so that you can go home. Hallelujah, before you stone me. Our giving need to touch God. Say amen. Our praise also need to touch God because the Bible says that God will rest on the praises of his people. When they are bringing the Ark of the Covenant, the Bible says David danced and he praised God until his clothes fell off and God was pleased. But before that, there was somebody else. They went and they tried to bring the Ark of the Covenant. They were not praising. They were not worshiping God. and God was angry with them. And the Bible says, as the cows was carrying that box with the Ark of the Covenant, it reached a place, I don't know what happened, it almost fell down. So the guy reached for it to try to help. And the Bible says the power of God struck that man and he died there. But this man who had the presence of God and the glory of God, because he praised and worshiped God and touched God, the Bible says they brought the Ark of the Covenant into the house of God. Hallelujah. Let our presence in the house of God bring the glory of God down. Let our presence bring the power of God down. Let our praise bring the miracles of God down. I want you to stand on your feet. Please stand on your feet. I want to pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Stand on your feet. I want to finish in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Remember this. Isaiah was a prophet, but he said, in the year Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. The Bible says that it reached a time when God called Samuel, and he was in the temple. He was in the house of God. And he has not yet known the voice of God. So he went to Saul and said, you are calling me. It is possible to be in the house of God and you don't know, you are not familiar with the voice of God. This is a year to be familiar with the voice of God. This is a year to see the Lord. This is a year that whatever you do, do it sacrificially. Because it is things that are done sacrificially which will touch God. God is always touched by sacrifices, sacrificial giving, sacrificial praise, sacrificial worship. That is what is going to touch God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Can I have somebody giving us a short praise before I pray this afternoon? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Where is that sister who was worshiping, or somebody, whatever, somebody to worship? Just briefly, as we go before the Lord, and let your mind, let your heart be fixed in the Lord today, and believe God to come through for you. May God, I know the Lord has been speaking to you. There is an area in your life. There is even a need in your life. I believe today in the name of Jesus, the Lord is going to come through for us in the mighty name of Jesus, because he loves us so much. He cares for us. He is a miracle working God. He is a wonder working God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
There is a sweet anointing in the sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried.
Oh, hallelujah.
For in the sanctuary, God is here. He is here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want every eye closed in the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. And as we close our eyes in the presence of God, I want to finish, I want to come and to the conclusion of the preaching of the word. And I want to ask you the first question I want to ask. I don't know, maybe you are here today and you have not given Jesus your life. You have not received him and made him Lord of your life. The Lord is calling you and saying, come unto me. I want to give you salvation. I want to change your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. That is the reason why Jesus, he left his glory. He came to seek and to save them which were lost. In Jesus' name. I want every eye closed in the presence of God. And if you are here today and you have not given Jesus your life, I want to ask you today, give him your life. Make him the Lord and Savior of your life. And he's going to do a miracle in your life in Jesus' name. Are you here today and you are not saved? And you say, Pastor, here I am. I'm going to give Jesus my life. I want you to raise your hand to Jesus. He's going to see that hand and he's going to come through for you and give you salvation. Anybody here who says, I want to receive salvation today, raise your hand. You are here and you're not saved and you want to receive salvation, raise that hand to Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
You have heard the word of God. And the Lord is speaking to you. There is an area in your life where you are saying, Lord, I need your help. I need your intervention. Come through for me, God. Meet me at the point of my need. If you have you are saying like that today, I'm going to pray together with you in Jesus' name. If you are also sick in your body, today is the day of your healing. You can believe the Lord for your miracle. I say any area, there is an area in your life you are trusting God. I have touched so many things today. And there is an area you are saying, God, I'm believing you for this. I'm receiving my miracle. I'm receiving my blessing. I'm receiving my breakthrough. I'm uprooting the spirit of the snail. I'm uprooting the stone of blockage in my life in the name of Jesus. If there is a need in your life of prayer and you are saying, Pastor, pray together with me. I need this miracle. Raise your hand wherever you are. I'm going to believe God together with you in the mighty name of Jesus. You are believing God? Raise your hand to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We are believing God to come through for us, to bless us this morning, to help us this morning, to intervene in our lives today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to pray for those who are raising their hands, wherever you are, just I keep that hand up because you are raising to the King of Kings. You are raising to the Lord of Lords. You are believing God for your miracle. You are believing God for your healing. You are believing God kwa ajili ya makaratasi. Unaamini Mungu kwa sababu ya jambo moja ama lingine. Naamini Bwana atakutembelea, atatenda siku ya leo, atakugusa, atakubariki, atakuponya, maana ni mponyaji katika jina la Yesu. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you are a miracle working God. You are a wonder working God. Thank you for the power in your blood. Thank you for the power in your word. Thank you for the power in your name. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, Lord of all glory, I lift your children, my God, before you. Come through for them, oh God. You know their need. You know their cry. You know their desire. You know any area in their life, the Lord of all glory, that need your intervention. Intervene this afternoon. Come through for them, oh God, in the name above every name. King of all glory, I take authority and I take power. I come against every hindrance, every barrier, every obstacle in the name of Jesus. And I declare and I decree and I prophesy your blessing, your healing, your victory, your favor, your promotion upon your children, upon your church, upon your people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Lord, I prophesy and I pray that this church will continue to expand and to grow in bumps and leaves in the name of Jesus. Make it a place of color, a place of attraction, a place, oh Lord, people will be attracted. And when they come in to find the bread of life, the word of life, the word of hope, in Jesus' mighty holy name, I give you praise and I give you glory. Thank you for your miracle. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your power. In Jesus' name, Lord, I do pray and I believe. And everybody shout a big amen. Amen and amen and amen. Welcome, Pastor.
Amen, 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 amen. We serve a mighty working living God. Thank you so much. We give God the glory for that wonderful